This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kelly Borusi is the head of policy at the Department of Homeland Security. She testified yesterday, and there's a bunch of it. There's over an hour of this, but she couldn't answer any of the questions, and they basically admit that they're just letting people in, not doing basic screening. But don't worry, the NSA is surveilling everything we're doing, and major whistleblowers have gone public. They were ordered not to go after the very mosque and the very people who reportedly attacked in San Bernardino last week. So let's play a few minutes of this. We'll go to break and come back with more on this live Friday edition.
Earlier this week, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee gave an important speech where he talked about extremist groups, terrorist groups are trying to exploit the refugee program. So like Mr. Russell just a few minutes ago, I would like to see if you can give us some numbers just so the committee and the American people have this information. How many Syrian refugees have entered the United States in the last year?
Sorry, I didn't bring any of my any of the refugee numbers with me because I was prepared to talk about visa waiver, but I can certainly have us send that to you.
Do you know how many Americans have traveled to Syria in the last year?
I don't have that number on me either.
So you wouldn't know how many Americans have traveled and then returned?
I don't have that number on me.
How many visa waiver program overstays are there currently in the United States?
Sorry, I didn't bring that number with me.
Ms. Borusi, when I look at the witness list, you got the longest title. Deputy Assistant Secretary, Screening Coordination, Office of Policy, Department of Homeland Security. You got the longest title, and it says Screening Coordination. Now, what is that? What screening are you coordinating? Is that just intra-agency or is that inter-agency?
It's both.
It's both. So it's all that.
I could coordinate across DHS components.
And the two biggest issues right now that we're dealing with, we had these terrible tragedies, terrible terrorist attacks, and we're talking about the refugee issue and the visa waiver program issue, and you can't give us any numbers on either program?
So I came prepared to talk about the visa waiver program.
And I just asked you how many visa waiver program overstays are there, and you said you don't know.
Sir, I don't have a number. Visa waiver program.
So when I ask you how many visa overstays of the visa waiver program may have traveled to Syria before they got here, do you know that number?
Sir, if a visa waiver program national has a citizen of a visa waiver program country, rather, has traveled to Syria, Iraq, or conflict zone, and they're considered a foreign fighter, that VWP
not asking that. I'm saying someone from Great Britain. Someone from Great Britain comes to the United States on a visa waiver program, and they're now an overstay. Do we know if that person who's here today? Maybe they're not even an overstay. Do we know if that person has been to Syria before they came to the United States? Do we know that? I mean, I know this is what our bill that we just passed earlier this week is trying to get to. I'm asking, do we know that fact or that information now?
So that's why we have the IC involved, and there's an intelligence assessments, and we use...
I wasn't asking that. Do we know that? Do you know the number?
I don't know the number, but that's why I'm trying to...
But do we have people who are in that category I just described? Come from a visa waiver program country, may have traveled, they're here today, and may have been in Syria or Iraq or somewhere there in the last, before they came here. Do we know that?
A citizen of a VWP country has traveled to one of those areas. There's a nexus to the United States, or the VWP partners shared that information with us. Yes, we know that information, and we will vet against it. We will also use
our
algorithm.
But could they be here right now? Could they be here right now is my question.
I don't have that answer, sir.
All right. Well, how about, can you tell me anything about the no-fly list then? Can't tell me anything about those. How does a person get put on the criteria for that? Can you tell me anything about that?
Sure. The no-fly list is a subset of the overall terrorist screening database. The interagency works together. The terror screening database is owned and operated by the Terror Screening Center, as I said earlier. There are criteria to get on that that it's better.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will, capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
People should not be afraid of their governments. The government should be afraid of their people.
Your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad.
I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, December 11th, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 50-plus minutes. We now, of course, have added the fourth hour. David Knight will be hosting today with a lot of breaking news and analysis in the fourth hour. Alex Newman, reporter for the New American Magazine and the John Birch Society, will be reporting from on the ground for 30 minutes with us at the start of the next hour at the key global government conference that we've been covering for the last 2 weeks that wraps up reportedly at the end of this weekend with a serious global government treaty, the most egregious ever seen publicly. A lot of it is also secret. He'll be joining us from Paris. Mike Norris, filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, one of the, of course, directors on a lot of Chuck Norris's movies, son of Chuck Norris, will be joining us in studio, popping in today. He invited me with others earlier this year to be part of a pretty high-budget movie, comparatively speaking, to expose the globalist one-world government agenda. And so I'm honored to be part of the film, and we're going to be premiering the trailer for the documentary. I call it a documentary. It's a fiction piece, but it really documents what the globalist plan is overall. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek statement coming up at the bottom of the second hour today, and we will premiere that trailer. It will also be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll premiere the trailer, tell you the name of the film, and a lot more when he joins us in studio. And then, of course, as I said, David Knight coming up. A lot of times this happens to me, but as I've said many times in the past, it would only happen a couple times a year. Now it's happening every couple days, sometimes several times per day, where I'm looking at admissions, I'm looking at government statements, I'm looking at confirmed info, and it's so over the top that I can't believe that it isn't bringing this criminal government completely down and restoring our republic. We've seen the former head of defense intelligence and three other generals in the last two and a half months, go public and say, our government created ISIS, we've been ordered to support them, we've been ordered to fund them, it's horrible, it's illegal, it's criminal, I don't know why the president's doing this, it's hurting U.S. interest, it's immoral. And then you see the Huffington Post and New York Magazine and the New York Times and the LA Times, and it's the headline, top generals say we screwed up and helped create ISIS. No, there was no screwing up. These generals have said specifically they were ordered to do this and it was wrong. That alone is just so nakedly sensational that it makes my head spin. There's the headline. Former DIA director, U.S. made willful decision to support ISIS in Syria. And why is that important? Well, it's not just immoral. It's not just evil. It's not just wrong. It doesn't just destabilize things. But they've been caught doing it. And where are the congressional hearings? Well, most of the Republican leadership is involved in all this just as much as Obama is. Just as much as Hillary is. Well, not as much as Hillary. She actually ran it herself hands-on, so that's not correct. No one's more involved than Hillary, excuse me. Just a fact. So we have General Michael Flynn, all these others coming out. And then I have articles like this one out of Defense One putting out disinfo to the public saying, look, the U.S. is funding billions to fight ISIS, and then it lists the groups, and almost every group on there is admittedly running and funding and giving the weapons to ISIS, including Saudi Arabia, that just got $24 billion since last year. This is truly sick. This is how illiterate politically the public is that they could get away with stuff like this. I mean, this is crazy. And I can't believe, where are the so-called liberals? I mean, if George Bush was trying stuff like this, they would have been pulling their hair out and running down the street naked screaming, and they should have. Bush was doing some really bad stuff, and I was against it, and I was speaking out against it, and was called a communist by neocon publications. I'm not a communist. I'm an American. I don't support war crimes. I don't support destabilizing countries and overthrowing our allies and mass murdering people and torture and all the rest of it. Because none of it's done to begin with to protect us, and it's immoral. Now, I say that because that's just one example of a story this year that's so naked. We now have these reports from, again, the Daily Caller. We had Tucker Carlson on yesterday. And I was real nice to him. And some people email me or ask me, hey, you used to bash Tucker Carlson when he was at MSNBC and then some at Fox. Well, that's because he was more of a mainline libertarian conservative then. The work he does at Daily Caller is really groundbreaking every day. And so I, as I said, I admire the Daily Caller, and I admire his reporters, and I admire him getting more hardcore. You know, we got to get to the point where when people start coming over to our side and start to get more realistic and start to get more bold, to not then just run them off because sometime back in the past they weren't perfect. I'm here to win this war against the globalists, not sit up here like a Pharisee or some pontiff, you know, who's arrogantly saying, I have all the answers and everybody else can just go to hell. I used to be ignorant, folks, 20-plus years ago. I was a mainline Republican/libertarian. But Ron Paul was my radicalizer to a great extent. And look, I'm radical compared to Ron Paul today. And yes, we are radicalizing Donald Trump. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to give the Washington Post, the New York Times, or others who've been calling me a quote on Inside Baseball, but I'm here to win. I'm here to take action. I'm here to try to really set brush fires in the minds of men and women to want to have liberty. And did I like the Donald Trump of 10 years ago? Not so much. Do I like the one of today? Yes. And it's a process of waking people up. The climate has changed. People are choosing sides right now. And we've got to basically realize we could defeat the globalists. We could overthrow their system and restore freedom. But the bought and paid for churches and government systems tell you things are only going to get worse. It's a foregone conclusion. Submit to tyranny. That's the way it is. Assume a fetal position. Stick a thumb in your mouth. Stick the other one someplace else. That's be the new national flag. A person in a fetal position sucking their thumb and sitting on the other one with a pink rainbow. And Caitlyn Jenner hoisting the flag on a pile of dead babies at Planned Parenthood. I mean, seriously. This is not who we are. All we've got to do is advertise the Americana culture that's still there up against this globalist death culture, and it's game over. People want prosperity. They want freedom. They want men to be men, women to be women. They want people to have fun. Work hard, play hard, to quote Ted Nugent. That's what folks want, and we're sick of it. Women want men that wear pants. Real simple stuff like that, and those are trump cards nobody can beat. We come back, mega bombshell whistleblowers on what we already knew about San Bernardino, but now it's confirmed. This is big.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
I have sworn.
I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson said that more than 240 years ago, and today it rings truer than ever, because truth is bulletproof. Truth is eternal. Truth stands on its own, evergreen, throughout all times, all dimensions. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We're shifting it around. Mike Norris is going to be here in the third hour today, announcing and premiering a trailer for a new anti-New World Order film that he and others have produced. But before we go there and break all that down, and before we get into the latest huge whistleblower news that's as big as Benghazi, as big as any of these events, for what it exposes, the big breaking news right now is Anonymous goes after Donald Trump. And people have always asked me, am I for Anonymous or against it? Well, it's Anonymous. It's like saying, am I for people wearing masks on their faces or I'm against it? No, sometimes I'd be for it, sometimes I'm against it. Are there good groups calling themselves Anonymous? Are there bad groups? Yes. Overall, I think most work that's been done by Anonymous, which is just the people, it's not an organization. Folks kind of think of it as a group of people in a bunker somewhere. Most of what I've seen Anonymous do has been good. But it's also something governments and corrupt corporations use to do things. Donald Trump's website's been taken down. There's all these calls for censorship against him. There's these calls for banning him to going to Europe. There's calls to kill him. ACLU officials have called for killing Trump voters. This is all in my stack today. All he's called for is what Jimmy Carter did. He didn't say, like Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, round up all the Japanese, round up all the Muslims. I'd be against that if he said that. But as you're going to see with these whistleblowers, they were in that mosque. They were targeting Farouk and Malik. That's the breaking news. They knew the training camp she'd gone to. They tried to stop her getting back in. And did you know it got killed from the White House? That's Homeland Security and FBI whistleblowers today. Should be the number one story in the country. In fact, I want to direct my reporters to get on this. And work on whatever else you want, but I rarely say, hey, get on this. We need to be reporting on and ferreting in to what Daily Caller is getting into. But separately, oh, you're so proud of yourself. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says he's helping ISIS when he's fighting it. Oh, the fake Rick Ross jail guard that preys on black people for MTV, Rick Ross, the fake one, you know, says kill Trump. Oh, you're so hard when you weren't, you know, locking black people up. You're so cool. Now you teach them how to be thugs so you can lock them up again. You work for the man, don't you, Judas Goat? Big old fat punk Rick Ross steals people's identities. Big old nobody. Excuse me, I don't want to go off into a rant. It just makes me sick. Kill Trump. He gets away with that. He's a scumbag. See, Rick Ross locks black people up. Donald Trump buys golf courses and opens them up to black people. But that's the difference, see? Obama doubles black unemployment. Donald Trump wants to boost black employment. So he gets a big old government thug like the fake Rick Ross to call for killing him. Because he's a little punk fake gangster. See how this turns out for you, you punk. Excuse me, I'm really getting angry. Anonymous goes after Donald Trump. What do you mean, the Democratic Party, Republican Party? Hacker Collective Anonymous. See, the media wants to act like this is a collective against Trump. Seems to be targeting Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump after the real estate tycoon called for a ban on all Muslims entering the United States. I'll give the full quote. Until they check the visas and verify them, and anybody else who hadn't been checked. But it's all out of context. One of the Twitter accounts for the hacker group said that it briefly took down Trump Tower, NewYorkCity.com earlier, and the group has also seemingly posted a YouTube video warning Trump. Yeah, you mean they use the same video that people have been using for 5 years that somebody else cut and put your words over it, sitting there saying, you better watch it, you better do what we say. I mean, this is a sick joke. And the media, again, acts like it's a hacktivist community altogether. It's just somebody claiming they're with Anonymous, which, again, is a cutout. Let's go to the warning from Anonymous. Here it is.
Anonymous, Donald Trump, it has come to our attention that you want to ban all Muslims to enter the United States. This policy is going to have a huge impact. This is what ISIS wants. The more Muslims feel sad, the more ISIS feel that they can recruit them. The more United States appears to be targeting Muslims, not just radical Muslims. You can be sure that ISIS will put that up on their social media campaign. Donald Trump, think twice before you speak anything. You have been warned, Mr. Donald Trump. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. Expect us.
We're going to break. That is a direct White House line that he's helping ISIS. That was probably produced by the White House. What a group of cowardly filth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. First reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Either with us, you're a racist.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
And it's Friday, the 11th day of December, 2015. I am your host. We've got filmmaker, actor, you name it, Chuck Norris' son, Mike Norris, joining us to launch a new big film trailer. The first premiere, we'll announce the name of the film and a lot more coming up when he joins us. We also have Alex Newman of the New American Magazine joining us for 30 minutes from Paris, France, on the latest on the huge global government conference. And David Knight will be honchoing the fourth hour today. Now, again, I have praised good organizations and individuals out there that have called themselves anonymous. The whole point is it's anonymous. But you have the left trying to continually act like anonymous is run by them and that they're against Donald Trump or guns or whatever. And that's just not the way this works. Snowden has come out saying more guns and citizens being armed would be the answer to San Bernardino, not NSA spying. And notice NSA spying didn't protect us. So here's the king daddy of what you call anonymous. And he's exposing the government. That, of course, is Snowden. Same thing to a certain extent, but not as good. We see with Julian Assange. And yes, of course, Snowden is a Ron Paul supporter. And yes, folks, Snowden is a listener of InfoWars.com. I can just leave it at that. And someday you'll hear him here on this show. Not bragging. I'm just letting you know the facts. Vladimir Putin is a routine listener and viewer. Now you know Donald Trump is. Matt Drudge. The list goes on and on. Not name dropping, letting you know, because you're not well known, most of you, that you're not alone. People are awake. They're awakening. Is there a large portion of people that don't know what planet they're on and can't find their rear end with both hands? Absolutely. But those are poor brainwashed victims sitting in front of the television from birth in their you-know-what-filled diapers. We should feel sorry for these Matrix pod children, these proto-Matrix pod children. Light years worse than latchkey kids, living in their own fantasy world. We're here to break them out of the fantasy. We're pro-human. We're pro-Renaissance. We're pro-empowerment. We want the real technology that's been developed to be deployed to the general public. We believe in expanding economies. We believe expanding economies are good, not bad for the planet, and not bad for humanity. We're fans of the general public. We believe in the knowledge of the general public. We know there's been an artificial feedback loop to dumb down humanity that has created a bunch of servile, drooling, mindless idiots who are a danger to other humans who are not under globalist control, under globalist spell, under globalist mesmerization, under globalist hypnotism, under globalist psychosis, under globalist programming with hypnotic suggestions and hypnotic trigger words. We are conscious, sentient beings that wish to direct our destiny, our development, our evolution. And I use that word because controlled Christians are even mad at the word evolution in their own political correctness, just like they're trying to ban the word lynch out of the name of buildings, saying it means lynch black people, even though it's an Irish name. We need to change the name then of the Attorney General. And by the way, I'm not joking. If you just tuned in, I learned after yesterday that it's not just colleges, it's other facilities. People are saying get rid of the word lynch. College crybabies in Pennsylvania demand racist Lynch Memorial Hall be renamed, not because the guy it's named after Lynch was racist, but because the word lynch they associate with racism. No, it's the Lynch case in the U.S. with two family members hanging the son because they thought he committed a crime. They passed the lynch laws against lynching, against vigilante justice that has affected whites, blacks, you name it. But again, everything becomes this mindless psychosis to where I use the word evolution. Cars evolve. Computers evolve. Infrastructure evolves. Architecture evolves. Music evolves or devolves. And we're in the middle of a de-evolution of culture and society, but also a renaissance in parallel tracks. And when you choose renaissance, when you choose free will, when you choose true Thomas Jeffersonian liberalism, it trumps in spades, over and over again, with a royal flush. It delivers the dead man's hand to the globalist and brings them down. Your free will is the end of their tyranny. That's why they want politically correct Obama bots bleeding like mindless sheep with no culture, no language, no ideas, just waiting for the latest trendy download to become successful if they could just get the trendiness right, if they could just submit to the cultural Marxism correctly. Then they might discover a heart, a soul, a will. They might discover an identity, a family, a culture, a tribe, kinship. Because what they have is not real. It's as plastic. It's as phony as a $3 bill. So Anonymous is quite proud of itself going after Donald Trump because he said we need to start screening these people coming out of these countries. We don't know who's radical. We don't know who isn't. In polls, 25% coming out of Syria say they plan jihad or support it or support suicide bombers. That is dangerous. We've got to make Congress and Obama start vetting them, which Congress admits they're not doing, which the FBI admits and DHS admits they're not doing. And then they ask the head spokeswoman, let's play this clip first, Kelly Berselli, or however you pronounce it. They ask her, how's the no-fly list? And she says, how's it work? And she says, I know nothing. Well, we do know. There's been investigations by the media. No one knows how you get on it. You can't get off of it. And bureaucrats at the DHS, at the White House level, direct who goes on it. Let's play that clip.
Can you tell me? Can you tell me anything about the no-fly list? Then you can't tell me anything about those. How does a person get put on the criteria for that? Tell me. Can you tell me anything about that?
Sure. The no-fly list is a subset of the overall terrorist screening database. The interagency works together. The terrorist screening database is owned and operated by the Terrorist Screening Center, as I said earlier. There are criteria to get on that are
How many American citizens are on that list right now? Can you give me that number? How many American citizens are on the no-fly list right now?
I know there are American citizens on the list. It is an extremely small number, but I don't have my numbers with me. But again, that's something I can easily get back to you.
Ms. Parisi, I've asked you the number of Americans who have traveled to Syria, you don't know. The number of Americans who may have traveled in return, you don't know. The number of Syrian refugees who have entered the country in the last year, you don't know. The number of visa waiver program overstays, you don't know. The number of visa waiver overstays who may have been to Syria before they came here, you don't know. And the number of American citizens on the no-fly list, and you don't know. And yet you are the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Screening Coordination, Office of Policy, Department of Homeland Security, in front of the Oversight Committee, and you can't give us one single number to some, I think, pretty basic questions?
Some of those statistics aren't held by DHS, and so that's why I would like to work with my interagency.
That's why I referenced your title. You're the one who's the screening coordinator for all this, and you said you were interagency. That's why I referenced your title. Seems to me you should, when you come from this place, you should have that information.
I'm a DHS career civil servant employee, and I will work with my interagency partners. But they're the authoritative source for a lot of those numbers that you mentioned.
If you could get us those numbers and the ones Mr. Russell asked for, that would be very helpful. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
She doesn't know what planet she's on. And that's because they've got a bunch of idiots at the heads of these agencies, so the real criminals behind the scenes can rob us seven ways to Sunday and back again. And all we've done is reverse engineered what they're up to. This is an internal passport. The IRS admits it. They're now passing laws and have passed one to not let you leave the country if the IRS just feels like it. Just like, oh, we just feel like you're on a no-fly list. We just feel like you're on a no-gun buy list. And we're not going to say how you get on it, how you get off, how many are on it. At its peak, there was over 3 million. Then they reformed it. It was like 2.1 million. Incidentally, it's over 2 million people. I checked it in the last 2 years. That have flown back and forth from the U.S. to Syria. Who knows how many of them are citizens of what? Because they just don't have those numbers. Sorry. Of course, they do have those numbers. You know what they use the NSA mainly for, according to top NSA officials we've interviewed that are retired or kicked out? Thomas Drake, William Binney, James Bamford, who talked to the experts and wrote a book about it, former Nightline producer, top producer. Let me list some of the other ones. I don't just say top officials. Wayne Madsen. The list goes on and on. By the way, it's time to get Wayne Madsen on. Yeah, he works for InfoWars now. He goes out and does reports for us. We post his reports daily at InfoWars.com. I want to get him on basically weekly, guys. I want Madsen on every week, at least 30 minutes.
Madsen's so smart. I mean, he really just, it's good to talk to somebody when I go out to dinner or on air who knows as much as I do or a lot more on many subjects. It's very refreshing. And I'm not bragging. It's just so good to know when he's saying stuff. It's so accurate. And what do they all tell us? The main focus of DHS is controlling all the agencies and stopping agencies from stopping real organized crime, money laundering, child kidnapping rings, narcotics being shipped around, all of it. And to keep them all confused, and the FBI's been on record, and others have, you can look it up, where every time they're about to bust a real terrorist group or a real mafia group, their investigation gets killed by the DOJ or by the White House. And that's the big breaking news. But first, again, this is more of her testimony. This was the end of her testimony in Congress yesterday. The spokeswoman, the spokesperson, she can't criticize her because she's daring and brave, like everybody else who has long hair. And Hillary, too, can't question her because she's a woman. Here were her final words to the committee.
After he steals the tank.
From the Panzer Division.
Brings it here into the barracks.
I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Unbelievable. I mean, they're worse than that. At least Sergeant Schultz is funny. I love Hogan's Heroes. I'll tell you, the star of that show liked to party. That's probably what did him in. All right, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen, with the news. Drum roll, please. I mean, this is a big deal. It's getting almost no attention. DailyCaller.com. We have it up at InfoWars.com. Whistleblower. Feds shut down terror investigation that could have prevented San Bernardino attack. And this is also made it onto Fox News. A former Department of Homeland Security agent says that an investigation he was conducting into fundamentalist Islamic group operating in the U.S. may have helped stop the San Bernardino jihad Saeed Farouk attack had the government not shut down his probe. And you go over it, it was a year ago, it was of the mosque, it was of them, it was of his wife, her going to this Islamicist training jihad camp in Pakistan. I mean, they knew how to profile the workplace violence. We got all these people running around from the mosque, talking to bigs, talking to our people, and I'm sure they're wonderful, nice people. Okay, I'm sure. The point is that this is not workplace violence. This is not mental illness. This is programming in peer pressure. Just like they put you in the Marine Corps and you learn how to kill, and you chant about killing all day. And if you don't act on the killer instinct when the moment comes, you will be a dead Marine. Do you understand me, you low-life amphibious garbage? Well, it's the same thing. They send them over to these jihad camps for men and women. And Obama knows ISIS's secret weapon is brigades of women in combat. Look at Israel. They're having like daily stabbing attacks with women doing it. And he goes, he's just scared of women and children. Gave me the kids doing all the snuff films. The 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds blowing people's heads off. Russian and U.S. agents that were on the other side of this. During an interview on the Fox News, Megyn Kelly Thursday, Philip Haney said that in 2012, right through to last year, an agent of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection National Tracking Center, had opened an investigation of the Sunni Islamic group called, and then it goes over, how do you pronounce that, Tabligh Jamaat, a subset of the fundamentalist movement, Dino Bondi movement. But he said that just a year into the investigation, it was shut down. The State Department and the Homeland Security Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, and then he and his team were investigated and shut down a year ago. And it just goes over it with all the links, all the proof. It is incredible. And they were targeting the specific people that reportedly did this. I think the evidence is overwhelming. They were involved massively. They may have had accomplices. Here's another one. Report, Obama told NSC and FBI to downplay terrorist angle of San Bernardino, another Daily Caller article. And then they go to the admissions of that. And again, I don't need to have this confirmed to know it's true. It was obvious. They were saying for days it wasn't terror when it was. The FBI is taking heat for failing to immediately classify the San Bernardino shootings as terrorism. But a new report shows that FBI reluctance could have been due to external pressure from the White House. And then it goes through the fact that they were pressuring them. I'll cover more of that when we come back. Meanwhile, though, here's a new article up on Infowars.com from TechDirt. Intelligence professional says NSA deserves trust, power, and its bulk phone metadata collection back. Oh, you have all this illegal surveillance. It's on the ground government assessment, HUMET, that knows what this lady's up to. That's disregarded, ignored. Oh, and then I have another guy arrested for terrorism in London who was part of these PR stunts saying, I'm a Muslim, I'm labeled a terrorist, I trust you, do you trust me? Enough for a hug in a nice little stunt. And look, he even let the women take their burqas off for the photo shoot, but they've got them hanging down around their necks. Isn't he nice? Oh, and look at this big taxpayer-funded guy, leading U.S. imam and professor, you can go watch the video, says Muslims can take property of filthy Christians and Jews. There's video. He says Christians are feces, if you translate it, and urine, and Muslims can take their property because we're filthy and impure. He's the most influential conservative cleric in American Islam.
You can take everything. They're women, all of it. Ugh.
And the feminists are like, woo, yeah. Man, I'm sick of these liberal men around here. I want it. I want to be in a slave dungeon. Woo, yeah.
Good. You will be. Weak Americans.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Yeah, the big news story is still that Donald Trump said until we vet who's coming in out of these countries, we've got to block immigration of Muslims. Something Jimmy Carter basically did in 1979. And you think that was the only thing happening in the world? It's okay, Obama's bombing all these Muslim countries, putting radicals in charge to kill everybody. No, no. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that Donald Trump said what the majority of Americans in polls support. But it's all part of this bullying us into submission. And do I think Donald Trump's the end-all, be-all? No. But he is the Republican front-runner by double-digit margins. He's gaining steam. And the inside baseball is they're going to try to fix the delegates. Going into that process, we have a special report at Infowars.com, how Democrats secretly control the Republican Party delegate process. And they are Democrats. These aren't rhinos, folks, at the delegate level that stole it from Ron Paul and others. They are operatives. They know what they're doing. And the Tea Party is battling them right now, the good elements of it, to try to get a patriot in. And they've gotten Rand Paul to moderate. They've gotten all these other people. I don't care if it was Donald Trump, Rand Paul, or Ted Cruz. Because I have the Time Magazine and people calling me saying, and the Daily Beast, I guess that's Newsweek, saying, what, are you endorsing Trump now? I'm endorsing Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump. I think either one of those guys is great. I don't want to see them fighting with each other. The enemy is Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. And I will support a third-party run of Donald Trump if it's Jeb Bush or Hillary. I will not support either one of those globalist criminals. It's that simple. I am committed to supporting one of those three candidates, period. And Trump is up front. Trump is not a coward. Trump will come on this show. I happen to know for a fact that Trump in the last few years is getting really educated quickly. Like he said on the show, he said, listen, I've been totally focused on business. Politicians are beneath me, but now I'm in it. I'm learning fast, and he is. I'm going to stop right there, and that's why they're so scared of him right now. The media is ignoring the Donald Trump petition for 450,000 people signed at the White House saying, close our borders. Don't bring in people from ISIS nations. That's how they operate, creating the illusion everybody wants to get rid of Trump. But let me tell you, Trump is only a symptom of people's anger. You're not getting rid of this movement to expose the globalist. Briefly, before we end this hour, please get the articles out that are at Infowars.com or DailyCaller.com out that you have the White House blocking the investigation at the mosque of the husband and wife of the training camps going back 2 years ago. Well, starting 3 years ago, but running back a couple years. And they blocked it. They let it happen. We know they were under investigation. Another example of how they don't use this whole surveillance grid to protect us. They use it to enslave us. Now, before I end this hour, it is essential that you support the info war by spreading the word and getting friends and family and neighbors and your Facebook folks, your Twitter folks to tune in to the live feeds at Infowars.com/show. And it's essential you buy the products at InfowarsLife.com. We're running a bunch of specials and free shipping until the 18th. But the current specials are the Essentials Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Male or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 33% off on top of free shipping. Boom, that's huge. Deep Cleanse Pack. Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, Oxy Powder, 28% off and free shipping, InfowarsLife.com. Winter Sun, organic, absorbable vitamin D under the tongue, 15% off free shipping. Deep Cleanse by itself, 17% off. Wake Up a Friend Coffee Special, 2 great bags of high-quality non-GMO delicious coffee, and get a free InfoWars mug with it. Great presents. Give it as gifts, and then help fund the InfoWar. Give yourself and freedom a gift. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now tell friends and family to tune in. They don't want you listening to this show. Is that obvious yet? We're a weapon system. Use it.
Live.com today.